Hello, and welcome to the Stay Safe podcast, the Toolbox Talk series. I'm Liam Scott, and over the next set of episodes, we're going to break down the essential controls, behaviours, and systems that keep scientific laboratories safe across the UK. Now, whether you work in research, pharmaceuticals, universities, applied science, or analytical testing, one thing is always true. Laboratory safety is everyone's responsibility. And in environments where we handle hazardous chemicals, biological materials, pressurized systems, or sensitive experiments, even the smallest oversight can lead to a major consequence. This series is designed to help you understand not just what to do, but why it matters, so that safety becomes part of your daily routine, not just a requirement on paper. Let me take a moment to walk you through what you can expect in the episodes ahead. In episode 1, PPE in the laboratory, more than just a lab coat. We start with one of the most familiar parts of laboratory safety, PPE. But there's more to PPE than simply putting on a lab coat and safety glasses. We'll talk about correct selection, proper use, good habits, and why over-reliance on standard PPE often leads to avoidable exposures. In episode 2, we'll look at good laboratory practices, small habits and big protection. So we'll look at the tiny behaviours that make a massive difference, from fully fastening your lab coat to choosing the right layers of clothing. These simple habits can prevent contamination, maintain integrity, and reduce chemical risks more than most people realise. In episode 3, we will look at housekeeping in the laboratory, the foundation of safe science. We'll talk about tidiness, not just for appearance, but for safety. A messy bench can cause chemical reactions, spills, incompatible mixtures, and slip hazards. We cover tidy as you go, pre-use checks, and proper end-of-task cleandowns. In episode 4, we will look at emergency preparedness, being ready for the unexpected. We will focus on emergency showers, eyewash stations, spill kits, and drills. We'll discuss why regular testing matters, how to keep access clear, and how rehearsing emergency responses saves seconds and sometimes lives. In episode 5, we will look at engineering controls, protecting scientists by design. Here, we will look at the systems built into laboratories to keep you safe, whether that be fume cupboards, LEV, interlocks, biosafety cabinets, and RPE. You'll understand how these systems protect you, how you use them correctly, and what to look out for during daily checks. Episode 6, we will look at documentation and competence, the human element of safety. We'll explore why scientific centres rely so heavily on documented procedures and why competence and training matter just as much as the paperwork. We'll look at risk assessments, method statements, and why unofficial shortcuts can be one of the biggest risks in any lab. In episode 7, we will look at chemical storage and segregation, preventing incompatible reactions. We will focus on commonly overlooked risks in UK laboratories, including chemical storage. Laboratories often house hundreds of substances, which remain safe only when stored correctly. Poor storage can lead to fires, violent reactions, toxic gas release, and preventable contamination. This episode will highlight the importance of proper segregation, understanding chemical compatibility, and meeting UK legal requirements for safe scientific environments. In episode 8, we will look at waste management in scientific environments, making sure that we're doing it right. We will look at a major but often poorly managed aspect of laboratory work, which is waste. Scientific waste goes far beyond everyday rubbish. It includes chemicals, contaminated materials, biological residues, sharps, solvents, aerosols, and experimental byproducts. When mishandled, it can become one of the most significant risks in UK lab environments. This episode explains how we manage lab waste safely and why good waste practices are essential for protecting people, equipment, and the environment. In episode 9, we will look at biological safety and contamination control. In this episode, we will explore an often underestimated aspect of laboratory work, biological materials. These aren't limited to traditional biological labs. They appear in enzymes, cultures, swabs, food samples, water tests, molds, yeasts, and even human origin materials. Wherever they're present, the risk of contamination or cross-contamination becomes significant. This episode will outline how to control the biological hazards, prevent contamination, and maintain a clean, safe scientific environment. And finally, episode 10, equipment safety and maintenance, precision tools and predictable risks. This episode will focus on one of the most relied upon aspects of any laboratory, our equipment, from centrifuges and autoclaves to cryogenic freezers, microscopes, and our high-pressure systems. This equipment is vital to daily scientific work, but when it's used incorrectly or poorly maintained, it can become a major source of injury and near misses in UK labs. This episode explains how to use equipment safely, why proper maintenance is essential, and how good habits will help prevent serious failures. Why this series matters. Scientific work is complex, but the foundations of safety are straightforward. Clear procedures, good habits, effective equipment, strong awareness, and a workforce that understands how all of it fits together. When we combine these elements, we create laboratories that protect people, research, and the wider public, not through luck, but through disciplined, consistent, good safety culture. So whether you're an experienced researcher or just starting your career in science, this series is here to help you strengthen your understanding of laboratory safety, one episode at a time. Thanks for joining us on this journey. Let's get started with episode 1, PPE in the laboratory, more than just your lab coat. And until then, stay safe. Bye for now.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.